This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're a label reader on clothes or accessories, you know location counts. So when you see Made in Italy, you know you're probably going to pay a little bit extra for whatever it is that you're buying. Country of origin is a powerful element of a lot of upscale brands. Think Ferrari or Prada. Italians, in fact, consider the label a national economic resource. But as Sam Harnett reminds us, it is best not to believe everything you read.
If a handbag is stamped Made in Italy, it may seem safe to assume that it is, well, entirely made in Italy. Patricia Jerwitz says, think again.
Well, there's no guarantee that it's being handcrafted at a small workshop up in the Alps.
Jerwitz is the director of the Responsible Sourcing Network. Her organization advocates for more transparency in supply chains.
It's extremely difficult to really understand what companies are doing and how they're having their products manufactured.
In the U.S., there are laws. A product's last substantial transformation must happen in the country of origin. Guillermo Jimenez of the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York explains.
So if you have the handle of the handbag come from South America and the leather panels come from India and another part comes from another country, well, none of that is a handbag yet.
But put all those pieces together in Italy and presto, Italian handbag, right?
That's legally allowable, but arguably can be deceptive to the consumer.
Well, it's definitely profitable for companies. That claim helps them charge top dollar. But the only way to know for sure how a bag is made is to visit the company factories. Jimenez says U.S. Customs and the Federal Trade Commission don't have the resources to keep tabs on all of them.
With the dizzying number of handbag manufacturers in the world, it's hard for the FTC to stay on top of it.
In fact, the Trade Commission hasn't brought a case against a fashion company for violating country of origin laws in over a decade. Many Italians, however, would like a stricter definition for made in Italy.
Il 100% made in Italy ha oggi una garanzia.
This is what you hear when you're put on hold at madeinitaly.org in Milan. The initiative is funded by the Italian government to provide an additional label for products completely manufactured in the country. Now, we're talking everything. Components, design, the works. Marco Tomasini is with madeinitaly.org.
If you want to buy a real Italian product, then, you know, it's easier if you actually have a certification that proves that. It's just to be very clear about what you're actually offering to the end user.
Tomasini says this certification helps smaller Italian manufacturers stand out from global brands with sophisticated supply chains. It reassures customers that the products are made entirely in Italy. Keenan Dufty is a designer and professor at the Academy of Art University in San Francisco. He wonders if customers today really care.
The younger consumer, I'm not sure if they are as concerned about where the goods are made. I think they're more concerned about the label.
Dufty says it's less about what the label actually means and more about what it signifies. Status and luxury.
With luxury anything, you're buying a fantasy.
Here's some fantasy for you. This woman is showing off her new handbag on YouTube.
I am so excited to share with you my new purchase and the unboxing of it as well.
One of the big moments in her video is when she displays the label. And whether it's entirely true or just partly true, the Made in Italy stamp makes owners like her proud.
It's got the Made in Italy by Gucci stamp on the outside of it.
The handbag is a Gucci swing leather tote. It retails online for over $1,000. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.